form a program that will have the others, caretakers, helping, so taking care of themselves. I don't think you can spoil very young children much at all, unless it's continued over a period of a long time. Because that's true. That's true. That's about the only time that you can show your love for children is by loving them. And if you can't do it then, there's no other time that you can do it.
Well, what about showing your affection by getting them some of the things they like? Not everything, but just pick out what you know they're yearning for. Like a 10-year-old boy, you get him pistols that he'll be able to hold on to.
Well, that's one of the things that you talk of when you talk of awards. If a child has been particularly good and has done work well, for instance, in school, gained a certain standard, then he's entitled to a reward. Rewards are those things that they like.
Well, shouldn't some things be given just to show your affection for the child, too?
Oh, yes.
Besides awards.
Oh, yes, of course. Of course. That all depends on the individual. That will shape itself, set rule for anything of that sort.
What about telling the children about Santa Claus?
Well, I think it's a good myth. It can be very well worked into their living and their time. And it's a myth that brings with it some faith in something believed in and proved. And to my mind, it of course can be made religious too. And I think it's to be approved of.
You think it should be approved of?
Yes.
But they also ought to have the crib with it.
Oh, yes, of course, that comes first. The crib and the birth of Christ and all that comes first.
What do you think about the slogan, keep a child as long as you can?
Well, of course, it's what we all like. But unfortunately, we can't do it. But I think in the house, a child can be a child. Anything as he grows up and helps would be to help the mother. Help in the house would still keep him a child. It's only when they get outside, mixing with other companions, that they lose a lot of their childishness.
What do you think about the idea that the hospital is all right for grown children when they're sick, but if a small child's going to the hospital, parents should be with it? Stay with.
Well, that depends. That depends on the degree of sickness. Some children, to be sick just a little, would be better for them to be away from parents. And others could be. Well, that just depends on the individual, that's all. My children going into bathe. I don't believe in taking children and forcing them into the water, letting them scream and cry and carry on because you're forcing them to be, what do you call it, dosed and ducked in the water.
Yeah.
If you take a child in and carry a child in and gradually have a child used to being near the water and with you, and gradually let him get a little little of the water and a little more and a little more. I think you can do it gradually. But this thing of taking a child in and ducking him down in the water, and it just makes the child and everybody around him uncomfortable. Because
and he never does warm up to the water and to like it.
No. It just creates a real fear and dread of the water that they don't get over.
So it doesn't do what it's supposed to do, make them used to it. Dad did that sometimes, didn't he?
I don't remember him ever doing that. Well, that's all right. God bless you with a big family. God doesn't bless all of us with big families.
That is a special blessing.
Yeah, sure.
You think children are more at home with strangers when they're, you know, from a large family?
Well, they're used to crowds. They're used to people around them. And they mix in better with strangers.